Auburn Hills City Council recently voted to start planning its own transit option just for seniors and people with disabilities. The city currently offers public transportation through the suburban bus system known as SMART. But the city would opt out of SMART if it creates its own system. Advocates say this would exacerbate transportation gaps in the region. Megan Owens is the executive director of Transportation Riders United, or TRU. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that communities are not required to provide SMART bus services.
Each county and then each town decides whether they would like to put funding for the SMART bus service on their local ballot. And then the voters approve a one mill property tax in order to fund all of the different SMART services, including the big buses, the fast buses, as well as the senior shuttles and other local types of services that are available. But unfortunately, each town, if the county does not decide as a whole, then each town can decide. And that has left us with something of a patchwork system where buses don't stop in certain places just because that town chooses not to be a part of the system, and people can't get to certain jobs if they don't drive because of that patchwork system.
And so Auburn Hills right now actually has opted into SMART. So it participates in that system, and buses can pick up people there and drop them off there. But Auburn Hills is considering opting out. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for the last 20 years, Auburn Hills, as well as Pontiac and Troy and other neighboring communities, have all been part of the SMART bus system. And it's something that their voters have strongly supported. 75% of voters in Auburn Hills have voted to support the millage when it's been on the ballot before them. But the city council recently made a vote, to start planning their own transit option that would be just for seniors and people with disabilities, so they could then opt out of SMART. They would only provide services for seniors and people with disabilities, and only Monday through Friday. But some of the council members seems to think that the lower tax rate would make it worth it to eliminate all the other services SMART provides.
And what would be the impact if Auburn Hills went ahead and made those changes?
Well, it would mean that just about anyone under 60 who doesn't have a car can't get around, won't have options. It is true that we're the Motor City. Most people do drive, but that doesn't mean that there aren't individuals, whether it's students trying to get to Oakland University, whether it's people whose car happens to break down just for a couple of weeks, or also people who need to travel through. So it's not only the people in Auburn Hills, but people who need to travel through somewhere like Great Lakes Crossing. That's the one spot where transit connects Southeast Michigan up to the Flint service, and obviously to probably thousands of entry-level jobs, low-wage jobs. All of those, there would be no more regular transit connection to. What's amazing is that SMART also, they've been piloting a brand new service called Flex, which is pretty much a shared Uber ride where within certain communities. Now, only a few communities have it because it is still a test, like the Dearborn area and some sections of Macomb County around Hall Road. But Pontiac and Auburn Hills are also one of those pilot areas. And it's been really, really popular. People can call or text and have a car come and get them within a block or two of either at their address or close by, within the next hour, drive them right to their destination or to a major bus stop if they need to connect outside of the region. It's been still a pilot, but it's been extremely popular, and that would also be eliminated. sometimes people say, oh, we don't need buses because we can just all do Ubers. But here's a point where a community actually has a subsidized Uber ride where nobody ever has to pay more than $8. You don't have to worry about peak pricing, things like that. But they're about to eliminate that as well. So it's really disconcerting. Even seniors and people with disabilities would only have service Monday through Friday. Right now, they only they have a local service that only operates, I think, 8 to 3. They said they might extend the hours, but if you're a person that doesn't drive, even if you are in one of those special groups, good luck getting anywhere on the evenings or on the weekends.
So meanwhile, Oakland County is considering providing transit countywide. What's going on with that effort?
Sure. Well, for the last 20 years or so, Macomb County has decided to put transit on the ballot as a whole county. You don't have this town by town system. The whole county places it on the ballot, the whole county votes, and the whole county gets some level of service, obviously not the same everywhere, based on population density and things like that. In the past, the Oakland County leadership has been opposed to that type of countywide system, but we have new leadership. Brooks Patterson is no longer leading the county. Dave Coulter is the executive, and the county commission is also switched parties, majority, and is now, you have a majority of people running Oakland County who really do recognize the need for transit everywhere. They haven't decided for sure, but there's been a whole lot of discussion about putting some level of transit and mobility services on the ballot for the entire for the entirety of Oakland County. So you wouldn't have any more of those systems, of those problems, like the walking man from a number of years back who walked 20 miles because his job in Rochester didn't have, wasn't part of the transit system. You would have thousands more jobs in places like Novi accessible to workers in Detroit or Southfield or elsewhere who don't drive. You could really have a much more efficient system, and people who are in the northern and western parts of the county could be guaranteed some level of transit service. You wouldn't have people left stranded just because they aren't able to drive. So we're really excited, and we've certainly been at, we at True have been certainly urging the leadership to make that happen. They're obviously very careful about making sure they can provide some real benefit to every part of the county before they ask voters to approve and residents to pay for this type of service. But SMART does need to be on the ballot later this year. So in the next couple of months, they're gonna need to make that decision and hopefully give the residents of Oakland County the opportunity to invest in transit service for everyone.
And let's say if that did go ahead and pass and Oakland County was providing transit countywide through SMART, would you see that as the end all, or would our region still need to make efforts to pass a millage to fund the Regional Transit Authority?
There's a lot of discussions about how those would intersect. Certainly some of the big problems would be addressed, like these gaps, these areas where there's no service at all. But as a region, we still spend about a third of what most major metropolitan areas spend on our public transit systems. So if we wanted to have truly rapid transit, if we wanted to have service that ran 24 hours a day on more than just the busiest route, the biggest routes, if we wanted to really invest in some of these new mobility options, like having that flex service, that sort of subsidized Uber everywhere instead of just in a few pilot areas, we probably will need to make some more investments in the future. There's been some really interesting discussions about once you provide some level of service to the entire region, maybe it's just the more urbanized areas that vote to invest in a higher level of service. I mean, everyone needs some level of transportation. Without a car to get to doctors, to get to appointments, to get to make sure people aren't left stranded. But there's no question that a Birmingham or a Dearborn or a Detroit need a higher level of transit service than a Holly or or some of the other rural townships. So the RTA does not have any plans to go on will not be going on the ballot this year. It doesn't have a specific plan of when they'll be looking for funding, but Smart going countywide in Oakland County and renewing countywide in Macomb County would be a huge step in the right direction to eliminate some of these holes in the system. It wouldn't solve everything, but it would make a much more smooth, efficient system that didn't leave people stranded.
That was Megan Owens, the Executive Director of Transportation Riders United, or TRU. She spoke with WDET's Laura Herberg. The Auburn Hills City Council is expected to finalize its decision to opt out of SMART at its next meeting on Monday.